Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Today's April Fool's Day.
Yeah, it is.
Don't forget that. So you don't get pranked and stuff. We got your back. But Jimmy Kimmel decided to read people's suggestions for pranks to play for April Fool's.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around.
I hate you guys so much. Did I just get Rickrolled?
Yeah.
Take all the breakfast cereal out of the box. Replace it with golf balls. So when they paint their toenails while they're sleeping, then post the pictures on the Facebook page. Send a middle of the night text to their boss that says, "You up, dummy?" Replace all the money in their wallet with ham, sliced ham. Sign your grandma up for Tinder. And sign your grandpa up for Grindr. Do something, for God's sake.
My.
What's Grindr?
I can imagine.
I got Rickrolled.
April Fools!
How you going, Rickroll me?
Isn't that funny? The cast wanted to play a little prank on you.
Mike. That's Mike, our executive producer.
I know the show doesn't do a lot of April Fool's Day stuff, you know, because it's kind of played out.
Yeah.
But just for fun, we wanted to get you guys to compete against each other.
Okay.
In a little game we like to call Famous Fools.
Famous Fools. Okay.
Yeah, it's an easy one. We do love
Pity
games.
The fool.
Very
right.
Competitive.
I'm ready.
All right. Tell us how to play.
So I'm gonna say. And here's an example of one. I'm going to say a famous fool.
Okay.
And then you guys have to say your name. The first person who I hear gets to answer first.
Okay.
So they say our name, not the answer.
All right. Say your name. And then I have to call on you.
Okay.
I'm going to give you an example. This famous fool is the inspiration behind Katy Perry's album Prism.
JC. John Mayer.
That is incorrect.
Dang.
Oh, Jenna. Russell Brand.
That is correct.
There you go.
I mean, there were like two choices.
Voting well for us.
No, it's not. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so you guys know how the game works.
Yep.
Are you ready?
No, we're ready.
These are famous fools. Here we go.
All right.
Number one, this famous fool's night of partying led to a reported $750 million judgment that he had to pay his wife and child support.
$750 million.
Is night putting.
Big Al.
Oh, Jenna.
Big Al. Tiger Woods.
That is correct.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
Question number two.
Night of putting.
$750 million?
Yeah, that was the settlement.
Divorce settlement.
$750.
God, he had a lot of money.
Question number two.
Yep.
And once again, you know, the answers don't have to be correct. They just have to match what I saw on the internet this morning.
Dang right.
Question number two. This famous fool once claimed his band, was more famous than Jesus.
Me, Kelly.
Kelly.
Oh, John Lennon.
That is correct.
Ooh.
Kelly on the board with one. Dang. The score is one Al, one Kelly.
All right.
Number three, this famous fool is the crack-smoking mayor of Toronto.
Jenna.
Rob
Ford.
That is correct. JC still not on the board.
Hey, you got to rub it in my face.
One to one.
I'm letting people win.
Here we go. Question number four. This famous fool once wrote that he hoped Anne Frank would be...
JC.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
JC's on the board.
Everybody's on the board. Question number five. This famous fool's glove.
Al.
Al?
Michael Jackson.
Jenna.
JC. Incorrect. Jenna.
OJ Simpson.
OJ Simpson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson is a fool.
I don't know that it's fair that the question was not read in its entirety.
I was trying to beat it,
man. It makes it interesting.
Okay. I'll beat it. Michael Jackson. That's what you did there.
There you go.
You guys need to help me keep score. It's getting tough.
It's two.
Jenna's got two.
Jenna's got two.
Everybody got
JC one. Kelly one. Al
Everybody
one.
Got one.
This famous fool interrupted Taylor Swift.
Jenna.
JC.
Al.
Jenna.
Kanye.
Come on, man.
Jenna gets the point.
See, it's because her name's only one syllable, so mine's two, so you can't hear me.
Jenna is one
two.
Syllable.
Jenna. Jenna.
JC.
Two. Okay.
Ow.
That was JC.
He can't count syllables.
Okay. You're the idiot.
That was weak. That was a weak argument.
I know. I'm just trying to make fun.
Here we go. Next question. This famous fool had an affair with the 16-year-old Long Island Lolita, Amy Fisher.
Oh, Kelly.
Kelly.
But a Foucault.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Kelly on the board. With two. Al still in last place, tied with JC.
All right.
Yeah.
Question number whatever. I lost track. This famous fool's tiger blood led
to...
Jenna.
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen, yep.
JC, why don't you stop jumping up and down and just answer the question?
I get so excited and I got to jump and then say my name.
Here we go, next question. This famous fool was on Nickelodeon's All That.
JC.
Jenna.
Kenan Thompson.
That is incorrect. Before her famous...
Jenna. Jenna already said. Amanda Bynes.
That is correct.
Yeah, Keenan's not really a fool.
Well, he could have been going with SNL.
Yeah.
The next question is, this famous fool was arrested for hiring a divine prostitute.
Oh, Kelly.
Kelly.
Hugh Grant.
That is correct.
Dang it.
Yes.
Getting smoked.
That's good. I mean,
ow, come on, dude.
I'm getting smoked over here.
So am I, dude.
All right, here we go. This famous fool went from being a children's TV show star to being caught red-handed in an X-rated movie theater.
JC.
Pee Wee Herman.
Dang it.
Well done.
Question number whatever. This famous fool was known for the whack heard round the world. She was more known for that than her actual figure skating. JC.
Tanya Hardy.
Oh, yeah.
That is correct.
I know I'm like a second after y'all do. Serious. I mean, it just takes me just a little bit longer. I'm there.
This famous fool once proclaimed publicly that Jessica Simpson was sexually assaulted. Kelly.
Papa Joe Simpson.
JC.
Jenna.
John Mayer.
That is correct.
Oh, God.
Kelly, what happened?
I thought you were going to go with her boobs were delicious, and then I heard napalm after that.
No, incorrect, but they are delicious.
Yes.
Question.
Magically.
Next one. This famous fool was once arrested for stapling his junk to his thigh.
JC.
Steve-O. That is correct. Didn't even need to hear the rest of it. Al, this is all you, buddy.
Okay.
All right. This is all you.
All right.
This famous fool attempted to call a timeout, costing Michigan the 1993 NCAA basketball championship.
Big Al.
Big Al.
Magic Johnson.
No!
Magic Johnson went to Michigan State.
Come on! 1993. So give me a tee up, baby.
Oh, I know this. I know it, too.
JC? Bruce Weber.
Who was Bruce Weber? No. But close.
93.
I forgot his first name.
Oh, my gosh.
Anybody? I know you're out on this one, Kelly.
Like, I'm seriously going to guess.
I know you're out on that one, Kelly.
JC.
You already guessed. Chris Webber.
Yeah, it's Chris Webber.
Chris Webber.
Why did I say Bruce Webber?
Who's keeping up score?
Me. It's Jenna 6, JC 4, me 3, Al 1.
All right, here we go.
Right. I'm on the board.
This famous fool never bounced back after leaving Guns and Roses.
Jenna.
Big Al. Jenna.
Axl Rose.
That is correct.
If I cared, I'd try harder.
This famous fool is more famous for his angry voicemails than he is.
JC. Alec Baldwin.
That is incorrect.
Mel Gibson.
Dang. Is correct.
Two great answers, though.
This famous fool nearly lost all of her former employee. Lost it all after her former employee.
JC. Paula Deen.
That is correct. Didn't even hear the rest of it. This famous fool called his daughter a.
Jenna.
Big Al.
Jenna.
Alec Baldwin.
That is correct. Yeah. Rude, thoughtless little pig. This famous fool said, I didn't inhale.
Big Al.
Big Al. First black president.
George Clinton. Bill Clinton.
No, JC.
George Clinton.
JC. Let him have it.
Obama.
Why you gotta let Al have it?
Are you joking?
He tried to say Parliament.
Obama.
Are you joking, seriously?
Or Bill Clinton. He said Bill Clinton.
I said first black president.
Yeah, Obama.
That's Bill Clinton.
Was
Bill
the first
Clinton.
Black president.
No.
What?
Oh, my God, JC.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. This famous fool.
I thought Al said Bill Clinton.
I said George Clinton, then I said Bill Clinton.
You got one in a charity point.
Yeah.
This famous fool asked her husband, is this chicken or is this fish?
I don't have enough energy to say anything fast.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesse Simpson.
This famous fool almost dragged J-Lo down in a club shooting.
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy.
There you go, Al.
Yeah.
All
right, we'll do two more. This famous fool says that he was just giving the nanny or a tranny
JC.
A ride home.
Oscar De La Hoya.
Kelly.
Eddie Murphy
is correct.
I like that Kelly has gotten those affair questions all right.
Kelly knows all the old stuff. I know it. I'm just not fast today.
And the last question is: this famous fool kept his nanny affair and love child a
secret. Big Al.
Jenna got it first.
Did Jenna say it first?
Did I? Yeah, no, probably. I think that might have been a tie.
I can't say his name anyway.
It was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right.
That was great.
I got two.
You guys have fun?
That's a win.
Yep.
I had fun.
That's a morning, hashtag 11, morning win.
JC 5, Kelly 4, Al 3.
All right, 3.
Yeah, Val, you got 3.
Sweet.
That's better
than that.
Gets
the blood pumping.
Yeah. Whew. All right.
Oh, now we're gonna find out about your pranks, because it's April Fool's, and we want to know how you did it up. Sherry, tell us about your past prank. Whenever you want, Sherry.
Maybe that's her joke right there. She's not
pranking
there.
Us. Yeah.
Anytime, Sherry.
Sherry.
I don't hear anything, so I don't think the line is hit.
April Fool's!
Oh, my gosh.
Is that another April Fool's you got to plan on?
Production teams.
No, I think it's just
trying to
up
fill
effect.
The silence.
Oh. Okay, we'll come back to Sherry. If our phone is broke on April Fool's, it is not
going
to be
We have
fun.
Had some power issues going on this morning. Hold on. So.
Laura?
Yes. There we go. Our boss actually got us yesterday. He wrote us fake checks. We went and cashed them. So I decided today, this morning, I work graveyard shift at a gas station. I got Saran wrap and KLO syrup and taped it to his door, and he walked in and got completely wrapped.
You did that to your boss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have a good sense of humor?
Yeah, he thought it was hilarious.
Good. That's okay. Good, because that's risky.
Yeah.
How much were the fake checks for, though?
$50.
Oh, $50? He should
pay you guys for that. If it was too much, if it was more than that, it would be believable.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty good, though. Thanks, Laura. Let's go to Emily. Oh, you're pranking today, Emily?
I am pranking today.
What are we doing?
Okay, so tickets happen to go on sale today for a car show that my husband's wanted to go to for years. So I'm buying tickets, but I've prepared a file to look like divorce papers. So I'm going to go home tonight with this file and say, oh, this has been coming for a very long time. You should know. And hand him this file that's going to look like divorce papers. And then when he starts going through it, it's going to have tickets to the car show that he's wanted to go to for a very long time.
Oh, my God.
What if he doesn't make it to the end
How
to see the
dark.
Tickets?
What?
It's not. I'm going to make it after the first page or two.
Okay.
So that, you know, I can't give him a heart attack for April Fool's.
What if he looks at the file and thinks that you're really serious and starts confessing to something that he did that you have no idea?
Yeah, well, I cheated first.
They were fools on me. Yeah.
All right, Emily.
I don't know.
Be careful with that one.
Wow.
You never know someone's like mental level. Like they read one page and they might go do something awful.
You could be having a bad day, maybe. Yeah.
Right. I found these in your luggage.
Let's go to Patricia. Patricia, what's your past prank?
Well, last year we got the boys off the school bus, told them we had meetings with the teachers. And that they were in trouble, and they need to go sit in the living room and wait on this to come out with the belt. We let them sit in there for 20 minutes, let them cry, thinking they were going to get a spanking. We got in there with the belt, told them to bend over, and threw candy at them.
Oh, man! Parenting.
Wow.
He's doing it kind of right. Did they like the candy at least?
Yeah.
Why didn't you throw in a, he's not your real daddy either?
Well, I would have, but it's his stepdad.
You know they're going to get you back twicefold in 10 years.
Oh, my.
Well, we did it with a Letterman, too.
Oh, my goodness.
My oldest son wanted a Letterman jacket and decided that we needed to go pay for it and gave us a hard time. So we went in and bought the Letterman jacket and told him that I went because he seen me at the school, told him I had a meeting with his literacy teacher and that he's spelling, and went in with the belt. And he was bawling, and my husband threw the Letterman at him. And he started laughing and crying at the same time.
Oh, those child abuse pranks are hilarious.
Patricia.
I don't want to make anybody cry.
Oh, yeah. That's what pranks do sometimes, I guess.
Thank you for calling.
I just like sneaking up on people and scaring them. But the belt's fine. That's
still
good.
I don't think I can support that April Fool's.
No.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Let's welcome to the show my favorite white person of all time, Connor Smallnut, a.k.a. Nick Cannon.
What's going on, man?
And I'm Matt's bro. Just chilling over here, just talking to you, man.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
What up, dog?
Wow, you just threw me for a loop there, changing your voice that quick.
Yeah, I do that. That's them acting skills. Few classes paid off.
I rock my world.
Where were you sitting when you came up with the name of your album, Nick Cannon?
I was actually DJing a club, and I have a, you know, in your Serato, you name all your playlists, and I was playing from a playlist called White People Party Music and had all my favorite songs in it. I was rocking the club. I was like, damn it, I'm naming my album that.
Oh, what are some of the songs that were on that playlist?
Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield.
Oh, you want my karaoke jam.
Yeah,
right. Living on a Prayer.
Oh, my God.
All the good ones. Bust a Move, Young MC. House of Pain, Jump Around.
That's great. You absolutely nailed it. That is white people party music.
Mm-hmm.
Since going white, Nick, have you become a worse dancer?
Yeah, I've lost a lot of rhythm, but I got better credit.
Yeah. There you go. Much better. I like that. They just give you cars when you go to the dealership now.
I do think, Nick Cannon, you are the hardest working man in show business.
Yeah.
Every time you turn around, there's Nick Cannon. I mean, you work. Where does that drive come from? At some point, don't you just sit back and say,
I'm tired.
I need a break. I'm going to rest and just let the, you know, checks come in.
Funny enough, it doesn't seem like work to me. I mean, just, you know, when you think about, like, entertainers of, like, yesteryear, like, they did all of the same things as well, from everybody from Bob Hope to Frank Sinatra to Sammy Davis Jr. to, you know, it's just like, the list, you had to be able to do everything. You had
right.
to be able to be a host, a entrepreneur. You had to be able to sing, dance, tell a joke. So I kind of feel like I'm cut from that cloth, and I just really love every aspect of my career. I mean, I get to wake up every morning and be creative and, you know, be on radio interviews talking about myself. I mean, like, it's not
right.
work. Like, I've had real jobs before.
And you get to wake up next to Mariah Carey.
That's right.
Exactly.
Exactly. Now, Nick, you went on Big Boy Show and you revealed your sex list with Nicole Scherzinger and Salida Eubanks and Kim Kardashian. Did you get in trouble when you went home?
Nah, I didn't. You know what I mean? The funny thing, you want to know the truth, we didn't have a discussion about it at all until this morning as I was walking out the house, and it was just a quick, like, hey, could you keep your mouth closed about your horse pass?
Like, your horse
yes, ma'am.
But didn't you just, like, point at the bracelet you just gave her?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, baby.
Oh, dang it, Nick, because I had it right here. Next question, ask Nick about his whorish past. Now I can't do it.
Dang it. So mad.
Hey, well, I'm pretty sure we'll have another opportunity.
Well, you know, there's something kind of sexy about being the woman that tames that whore.
Absolutely.
You know?
She changed me. She molded me into something, into a real man.
What's life like as a daddy of twins? I know that y'all are pretty open about posting pictures of the mm-hmm. kids. Not too much, but they just seem so sweet. And how old are the twins now?
They'll be 3 on April 30th. I mean, it's the most amazing thing in the world, too. I mean, you guys kind of, that was a good segue to go from kids. But
you
say that, though, because it's one of those things where you don't really let the outside world and interviews and media and all that stuff actually penetrate what's going on in your household. Because, you know, that's the thing. When we're in the house, that's all we're thinking about is our kids and family and stuff like that. So all that other stuff doesn't even really matter.
Well, you know, the terrible twos is a myth. It's really the threes.
That's what I heard.
That bring
See,
you
I heard
to your knees.
Too. But, like, now they're, like, talking and, like, I can actually reason with them and, you know, it's, you know, I can bargain and all that stuff. Before, it was just, like, they were just, like, you know, lumps of people that are hard to control. Now, now we can have conversations and stuff. So I'm hoping that, you know, it gets a little easier from this point on.
Aren't they scared, though, when daddy turns white?
Have they seen
they
that?
It's funny.
Do they know it's you?
For a second, you know, but that's the thing. Like, if you think about, if you notice, like, whether it's from Instagram or online or whatever, I'm always in some kind of costume in my house.
Mm-hmm.
So they just know that, you know, daddy likes to dress up quite a bit.
It's Halloween every day with daddy.
You make a pretty good looking white guy. I mean, I dressed up like a white guy last year for Halloween.
It was not good.
I dressed up like Ryan Lochte, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was not good at all, but you pulled it off, dog.
Say, Al, you might be a little bit too big to be Ryan. Man. I mean,
no, Nick, he looked exactly like Sally Jesse Raphael. like exactly like her. Like
that
glasses and everything.
But had like never seen sun.
Yeah. No, we're talking
that is hilarious.
We're talking with Nick Cannon. White People Party Music is out today. Have you played the album for your kids, and do you get nervous that they're going to be real and tell you, like, nah, I don't like that song, Daddy?
Well, they can't say that many words yet. Like, so everything, I do play the music for them. I say, you like it? And they just say, yeah. So I don't know if they're lying to me or they just don't really know the concept of not liking my music. But so far, so good. I mean, the music is mostly up-tempo that they can dance to, so they have fun with it.
Well, I think, you know, having Mariah Carey in the house, her opinion would carry a lot of weight.
She hates all my music.
Does she really?
She's like, about time you putting that stuff out, you've been clogging the studio.
Take it away from her studio time.
Exactly.
Let me show you how to make a real
music. I got real music to make.
Right, right.
Who's on the album with you this time?
Oh, man, I had the opportunity of working with some really cool people. Afrojack produced a couple of joints. I had the opportunity of working with Pitbull, the Migos, Future, Akon, Rodney Jerkins. It's like so many really talented people, and they all had fun with me. So it's a dope album.
No way. Out on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
No joke. Yeah,
no joke.
No joke.
And no joke, but it is a joke all at the same time. It's my big, elaborate April Fool's joke.
And no joke is the fact that I need you to do me a favor, Nick Cannon, because I joined your fan club a couple years back.
I appreciate it.
And
he's yeah, not joking, Nick.
He really did, Nick.
I'm not joking to be a man over 40 joining Nick Cannon's fan club, but...
Over 40.
Over 40.
I'm sorry. Okay,
are we rounding way down?
Are they throwing you out there, man?
Throwing me under the bus.
He's like a member of the Blake Shelton fan club.
Yeah, those are the two. Nick Cannon and Blake Shelton.
Are you complaining?
I'm in good company.
What does he need to do for you?
My T-shirt, the little sticker with a picture of you, it kind of peeled off of the material, and I was wondering if you could hook me up with another T-shirt.
I got you. You know what? Because, you know, my mother is actually the person who sends those T-shirts out. So
really?
I'll let her know that Big Al needs, what, 3X? I got you.
Hey, XL is all I need.
No. You, what?
No, Al.
Okay, a double X if I want to sleep in it.
Maybe when you were 40.
Boy, y'all threw me under the bus right there.
Hilarious.
40?
Nick, are you mad at our show because we stole your producer?
You talking about overalls, right?
Yeah. Overalls.
There's only one overall.
We stole your dorky white guy.
Yeah, exactly. I learned all my whiteness from overall.
Yeah.
He was the inspiration.
He is super stereotypical white.
He is the real
white.
Connor Smallnut.
Yeah.
Good to know. Because you know how people say, yeah, I work with Nick and we're real good friends. We're like, whatever.
You don't have his number.
You
can't.
No,
he wouldn't know you if he passed you on the street.
Nah, that's my guy. Shoot, he's been many mornings together, good and bad.
Nick, did you change your number? Because I used to have your number. Did you change it or something?
Nah, my number's the same.
Oh, you're just ignoring me?
Yeah, that's pretty much
it. Uh-huh. So your anniversary is this month. Are you going to renew your vows again? Does it get kind of old, though?
We do it every single year, and this year is going to be no different. And now because, you know, that's our kid's birthday, too, so we now just turn it into, like, family day. It's like one big event, like the birthday party in the morning, vows at night. It's an entire experience.
Wasn't last year the Magic Kingdom? Was that the year you did the Magic Kingdom?
Yeah, that was insane.
That was
like
beautiful.
Now I'm trying to top that this year. It's a little crazy.
What are the plans for this year? You know yet?
Strip club.
No, stop it. With the babies? No.
I wish I could convince my wife to do that.
Right.
That would never happen.
No.
I want to do it in space. I really actually explored that to see if it was possible to figure that out. Because if I can't do that this year, I know it's coming up soon. Because I keep having to top it every year.
Well, dude, how would you top doing it in space?
I don't know. That's why. That's the goal. Once we do it, I don't know what I'm going to do after that.
Yeah, it's got to be like...
Heaven to be next.
Yeah.
Right?
It's got to be the big anniversary one right there.
Say I do at the Pearly Gates.
Uh-huh. White People Party Music is out, Nick. Where do you want people to go grab that? iTunes,
you
your website?
Wherever. iTunes, online, my website, the stores, Walmart. Wherever white people are, that's where the album is.
There you go. There
Just
you go.
Follow me. Just follow me. I'll go buy it and follow me.
You're about the whitest one I know.
Well, we know you're busy, Nick, so we appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk to us, man. We wish you well with this album.
Thank you very much. And y'all doing your thing on the Dish Nation, too.
Yes, right, sir.
Appreciate it.
Don't forget Thank that T-shirt, you, dog. I'm gonna tell your mama.
I got you. I'm going to tell my mom and right. send it out.
And we'll send you a Dish Nation T-shirt.
Yeah.
We'll sign it for you and everything.
Appreciate it.
All right, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks.
Right.
Bye.
Take care, my man.
Later,
bye.
Man.
Peace.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back. Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back.
Every day around this time, we give you a chance to head yourself down to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
You can stay at the Hyatt Zilara Cancun, which is the first all-adults resort under the Hyatt brand.
And you know what that means, topless.
According to Al, that's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Or
it's like you've never seen breasts before.
Or there's just no kids there, Al.
that's another reason.
That's just all it means. How do you win this trip down to Cancun? Plane 6 seconds from the beach. And if you're wondering where we get these clips, all you got to do is listen to the Hizzy Wood Hizzle every day. That's where we're getting them from. So we've used them in the past. we're going to go ahead and recycle because that's what you do.
There you go. Going green.
We're helping Earth. We're keeping it green.
Yes.
Let's get our contestant on the line.
Who we got? Who we got?
Before I get the rules. Say hello to Jonah Bertelli.
Hi.
Hello, Jonah Bertelli.
Hi, Jonah.
Hi. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Tell us a little bit about you.
Yes.
I'm a legal secretary at a law firm. I'm married. I've got two kids, one in college. She's getting ready to get married next May. I've got a son that's graduating from high school, plays soccer, and just about, living the dream.
You're about to have a house to yourself.
Yeah, you are.
Has your daughter already got her honeymoon planned out?
No, she's still working on that.
See, here's the thing. You could actually, if you wanted to, win this and gift it to your daughter as her honeymoon.
Yeah, you could.
Or you'd like say, no, mama needs a break.
Mama needs a break.
Planning a wedding is very stressful.
It is, and we love the beach, so this is awesome.
Okay. I saw on the news this morning that the average wedding cost $30,000. Did y'all spend somewhere in that neighborhood?
Nope, we went super cheap, Al.
I was actually talking to her.
Oh.
We're inching our way towards that number, slowly but surely.
It's shockingly just easy to do.
Yeah, it adds up, doesn't it, Joe?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh, it so does.
Well, let's find out if we could send you down to the beach, okay? Do you know how to play 6 seconds from the beach?
Yes, I do.
Well, I'll explain them anyways, just in case other people don't. I'm going to give you an audio clue. After I play that audio clue of the celebrity, I'm going to give you three more clues. Once those clues are finished, I will hit a six-second bed. You have 6 seconds to guess who the celebrity is. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here is your audio clue.
And that's going to go foul up.
I hit the wrong button. Here is your audio clue.
I listened to opinions of people, and I tried to change who I am because I thought that others would accept me for it.
Your clues
are... Very emotional, young woman.
Very. Clues are Wizards of Waverly Place... Come and get it, Spring Breaker.
Spring Breaker. Wizards of Waverly Place. No, not Reese Witherspoon.
No.
Oh, baby.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I had fun playing. Thank you, guys.
Was it really fun?
We got a gracious winner. I mean,
as long as you had fun.
It wasn't that much fun.
Exciting just to get through.
All right, Jonah. You have fun planning that wedding, and good luck with it, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Man.
Oh, man. See, we think it's simple just because we have the answer right in front of us.
Even when the nice people don't win.
I know. But I bet you Lindsey Burrage is...
The mean people, we don't care if they don't win. Right?
I bet you Lindsey Burrage is just as nice. Hi, Lindsey.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, doing great. Are you at work already?
Yes, I am.
What do you do?
I am a counselor at a maximum security prison.
Ooh.
That is... Do you like your job? Because that was my plan B.
Well, not most days.
Oh, really?
It's not
as glamorous as they make it look on crime shows?
Definitely not.
Oh, it's not? So you don't know, like, a bunch of cool stuff that you could tell us?
Well, I don't know if I could tell you. And I don't know if it's really considered cool either.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm so
it's
nosy.
It's fascinating. Yeah. It is interesting. Okay, well, maybe you need a break from that. So hopefully we can get you to Mexico and out of that maximum security prison.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
All right.
You know how to play 6 seconds from the beach, right? You heard us describe it?
I do.
All right. Here is your audio clue. We'll be followed by three more clues, okay? Here you go.
All right. I listened to opinions of people, and I tried to change who I am because I thought that others would accept me for it.
Okay, your clues are Wizards of Waverly Place, Come and Get It, Spring Breaker.
Selena Gomez.
Woo! Yeah!
Got it.
You got it, girl.
You didn't sound confident in your answer, but you were right.
Get you out of prison?
Yeah, buddy.
Yes.
You are going to Cancun, Mexico, girlfriend, to the Hyatt Zilara. Have you been to Cancun before?
I have not. This is awesome.
Every time we give away a trip to Cancun, I feel like I'm giving a trip away to my other home.
Yeah, your second home, sort of.
Yeah, the Hyatt Zilara, every room has an ocean view, and it's a suite as well. It's in Cancun's hotel zone. Cancun's hotel zone.
By the way, the fancy people say it.
Are you saying Cancun?
Is that how the locals say it?
Or Cancun?
Is it because she works at a prison, so you're just trying to put the con in there?
Does your prison have a moat around it?
It does not. That's okay.
Being maximum security, I didn't know. I was just curious.
I don't know. I don't think this is like The Rock. Yeah.
Anyway, the water is so blue you can see all the way to the bottom. It has 6 restaurants, unlimited domestic and imported top shelf beverages. Those are alcohol treats. And a whole lot more.
How's she getting down there, Big Al?
She's going to get down there courtesy of our friends at Southwest Airlines.
Oh, I'm so, so excited.
Who are you going to take with you?
Take one of the inmates.
My boyfriend.
Oh.
Your boyfriend?
Yes.
You didn't meet him in the prison, did you?
He is a deputy warden now, but actually I did meet him here.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, yes, man.
That would be a great trip for somebody getting out of prison after, you know, been in there for like 20 or 25 years.
Well, Lindsay, you have fun down in Mexico, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you for playing with us.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
I'm always really curious, you know, reading fashion magazines and whatnot about beauty tips and beauty secrets. Like, how does, I know celebrities have tons of money. Like, come on, there has to be some little things that we can also achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like things around the house. And I was thinking about it, and I actually do a few weird things. I don't know if the guys even know this, or, Kinsey, you're married, now you have a girlfriend. Maybe you notice weird, like, beauty bathroom behavior. So Kelly and I came up with a few things, because I read Miranda Kerr sprays perfume in her hair.
Perfume in the hair?
And you know what? I've done that my whole life. Because, you guys know the number one thing about me, you make fun of me for not showering. I shower every day, but I have a lot of hair.
You don't want stank hair.
Truthfully,
it's because the perfume, when you turn your head, the wind catches it and you smell the perfume.
Right.
But sometimes, you want to freshen your hair up. So, my number one thing always, I couldn't live without beauty product, is dry shampoo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of girls say they try it and don't like it. There's a lot of brands. You can use baby powder, too. I wash my hair 3 times a week. That's it. To keep it, and my hair's long.
Isn't that a new business? Like in the mall? Is it a dry shampoo place or something?
No, that's called Dry Bar. That's where you go just for
hair.
They have
out.
A bar, like a cocktail menu of hairstyles. So, no, they actually do wash your hair and blow it out. Yeah,
and you don't have to go to a specialty hair drying bar. They'll do the same thing at your regular salon. It's usually the same price.
So this dry shampoo, all it does basically is just get the moisture and the grease out the hair.
You see me come in here sometimes with white. It looks like I have gray or white in my hair.
Yeah.
And I will just, before I go to bed at night, I don't want to wash it. I just spray my hair all over it. And that's exactly what it does. It takes the grease away.
What does baby powder in between your boobs do?
Stops them from sweating and sticky.
Okay, sometimes you see a woman with white powder right here.
She hasn't blended it in enough.
Sprayed it on
when
there.
I wear my flat shoes without socks sometimes and hose and stuff, because you just go bare-legged, I put a little baby powder on my feet and it stops that clack, clack, clacking of your feet inside your shoe.
You have Gold Bond. It's the same thing. You can use it for,
y'all just have so many things. When you go to a girl's house and look in her bathroom or in a shower, whatever, it's just like a drugstore. It's like CVS.
I love it.
You got to understand, we probably end up using a quarter of the things we buy, but we love playing around with it. It's like boys getting electronics and tools. Yeah, we just want to mess around with it. I use dryer sheets in my hair as well.
What does that do?
What?
Every girl knows it gets rid of static, but I rub dryer sheets, down my hair and then run a blow dryer through it for the same reason, because it freshens it up. Dryer sheets.
Huh.
And gets rid of the static.
I used to tape dryer sheets to my shirts in high school. I don't know. Because I didn't want to have I didn't want to sweat through my shirts, and I thought that would help, but it didn't.
One rapper.
Oh my gosh.
I know a rapper that is very well known, and Febreze.
Coolio?
Apparently, Febreze helps the weed smell.
Well, a lady that used to do my makeup for this commercial, she would smoke cigarettes, and she would put Febreze in her hair and all of her clothes before she would come and work on me, because she would Febreze her hair to get the cigarette smoke out.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's freshening it. And I use a toothbrush. I have a second and third toothbrush, not for my mouth, for when my lips get really chapped. I exfoliate with the toothbrush on my dry.
A regular toothbrush for that.
I can do it with that, but I also have another toothbrush that I use, put hairspray on it for my eyebrows and flyaways in my hair.
I've used toothbrush to clean my fingernails before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
to get up underneath that. Instead of a nail brush.
Yeah.
Anything you do, Kelly?
Well, I don't use stuff around the house, but I have found products that I love and swear by.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, my hair grows pretty quickly, and getting your color done is so expensive. And, if your hair grows really fast, you go to the salon maybe even more than once a month. But this Clairol Root Touch-Up, it's only $6 or $7 a box.
Mm-hmm.
and they have tons of shades, so it was really easy. I think only one time I found the wrong color because they were out of my color. I was like, oh, how different can it be? It can be very different. So anyway, it takes 10 minutes, $6 or $7, and it'll let me put off going to the hair salon for another
weeks.
2 or 3 weeks. And sometimes I've done it back-to-back, like I've done back-to-back root touch-ups. And then after that point, it's like, okay, now you got to go. But, I mean, $6 or $7, Clairol root touch-up is the best one I've found.
I agree.
And then one day people started asking me what I was doing differently. My skin looked so great. I think people have gotten used to it now. But at first, they were like, what have you done? And I use Smashbox Soft Lights in Shimmer. And I just sweep a little bit across my cheekbones, up to my hairline, a little across my brow and down my nose. And I think some people, when they first put it on, they put on tons of it because you can't see it. And they end up putting on this cakey powder. You don't need that much, just a little bit. It reflects light. And so, like, my girlfriend didn't believe me. And she's black, and I didn't know if it'd work on black skin. And she did it, went into an office meeting, and she said, as soon as she sat down, the guy said, what have you done? You look great. I'm telling
you, it's
called Smashbox Soft Lights and Shimmer, and it really works well in pictures because it just reflects the light. So if you get a flash, it's like, boom, and you look dewy and young. It attracts from your wrinkles.
You always want to know how, and I do. Mine, I use a Makeup Forever one called this, like, Uplight stuff, but it's the same kind of thing. And, you know, and it's what, like, when you see these models with, like, they look like they have no makeup on.
They're dewy.
So fresh. It's like they've just, you can mix that in with your foundation or whatever you use, and it'll give you a glow. So you need an illuminator. That's a good.
And you know what? Just plain old water. Just drinking water. Not splashing on your face.
That'll help you.
Truthfully.
Just hydrating your skin.
That is the number one best beauty secret.
Look at Al giving tips.
Look at me. No. Look at me giving tips.
Where'd you get that from?
But just drinking water.
I drink.
You know, because I drink a lot.
I drink 3 liters a day. Three liters. I measure it. 3 liters of water a day. It's the best.
I might drink a sip or two. I'm really bad about it.
I am too. And the only thing I really use as far as a beauty product is Noxzema. Just regular old Noxzema.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your body butter.
Well,
that's a beauty product.
Do you find that it irritates your eyes?
Mm-mm. No. Now, my guy that shaves me, I go to this place called Art of Shaving, which, fellas, this will change your life.
Yeah, if you got like $40.
It's $35.
Right. Yeah.
So my girlfriend bought me this for Christmas this past year, and I went like 2 months ago. I've gone back to Art of Shaving every Sunday since then. The man will, like, rub your shoulder. They put this little stuff. I don't know what it is. I have no idea. He said, man, you want to buy some of this? I said, no, I want you to put it on there. It feels so good. Just if you massage my face and get the straight edge razor.
I'm scared of somebody coming at me with a straight edge.
No, that's the best razor.
Lord, and I'm telling you, man.
I'm not a mom, but I actually buy some baby products. And so maybe you already have them lying around at home.
Yeah.
I use baby lotion, like Johnson & Johnson baby lotion, tons of it, right? Like at night before I go to bed, I just layer it on and I mix in vitamin E oil or baby oil. And it just like makes your skin so soft. I mean, I think a lot of people, it's a pain to put on lotion all the time, but it really makes a huge difference. And you can use, I mean, the baby stuff's the best for baby skin.
I love those Biore strips.
Biore?
The pore?
Biore, yeah. Have you ever done that, Al? Mm-mm. You just put these things on your nostrils, and you just pull it. It feels so good when you pull it off, and it looks like a porcupine.
Don't do it a lot.
Really?
Yeah,
you can overdo it.
Do it like once a month.
And I wish I knew the
name.
Don't
use tape, though. I did tape once. It doesn't work.
I wish I knew the name of this product that this guy has been putting on my, what is this?
Your neck bumps?
My neck. Yeah, for your shave bumps. Like, black men, we get,
alcohol.
Well, no, there's something else. We get this, I don't know what.
Ingrown hairs.
Ingrown hairs. An irritation right up here.
What's that thing you call when your hair's not growing out?
But there's something. He goes, man, it's almost like you have a different skin color under your neck than the rest of your neck, right? The rest of your face.
Yeah.
It gets darker. But he's been putting this stuff on there. He says it's really working. I'm gonna find the next time y'all do this.
A lot of our women listening are suffering from ingrown hairs.
Oh, they are. Well, you could use it probably in other areas.
But you know what? A lot of women are suffering from something that I suffered from for years in high school. I got those horrible red bumps in the back of my arms, I had guys even tell me, "You've got like a bad rash." It was so embarrassing, and I didn't know what to do about it. My mother Price told me there were soap bumps because I wasn't rinsing off enough in the shower. I had soap scum. So I was scrubbing to the point where I would be bleeding.
But that's
and
not
they
it.
Wouldn't go away. And they come and go over the years. Finally, Emma Kelly started saying something to me about it. I'm like, I really need to go get this checked. So I finally went to the dermatologist, and she recommended 3 different lotions. And I tried the first one, and it works. So if you have these bumps on the back of your arms, Amlactin.
Amlactin?
Amlactin.
It sounds like a rapper.
It's, you know, it's not the cheapest lotion up there. It's like $12 a bottle.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's not also going to break your bank, but it works.
Look, not, okay. Yeah, awesome. I mean, I'm trying to give some affordable ones, too, because not everything's super cheap.
I got an affordable one on the phone right here. Amy, you have a beauty tip for redheads. Go ahead.
Yes, I do. Well, not only for redheads, for any color. What it is, and I'm not quite so sure how it would work for blondes, because I've never been a blonde.
Okay.
But if you take a lipstick that matches the hair color that you have on your hair, take a little mascara spoolie, put some lipstick on it, and then just brush it on your new growth right around like your temple and right around your hairline area. Your root line is gone, and you can extend the life of your color for like another week or two.
Wow.
Well,
it's fantastic. I have a makeup artist friend who taught me that, and I've been doing it for years. It's so good.
You can do it with mascara, too. If you're going to go swim or sweat a lot, yeah.
Yeah, you can't get wet with it.
I'll tell you something I splurged on is that Clarisonic brush.
Uh-huh.
And
that thing that vibrates?
I tell girls, because I have so many girlfriends, I never, ever, ever sleep in makeup. And I use that Clarisonic brush a few times a week. And it's an investment, you know. They have a mini one, and it might cost you $100, and there's always discounts on it. But it has been, like, a lifesaver, and I never sleep or exercise in makeup.
And one thing that'll really make you look a lot better, fellas, make you look a lot better to a woman.
What?
Bank statement.
That was a very helpful hint.
Especially one with a comma in it. Just saying.
If you got two commas.
You got a comma in that bad boy. Oh, no, yeah. You got two commas.
You got $1,000.
Yeah.
You know what? If you have some interesting beauty tips that Kelly and I didn't share, go to the Kid Nation Facebook page and post it on there. And we're also going to be posting ours at KidNation.com if you missed some of them.
Welcome. You've got podcast.
Woo-hoo!
The Kid Credit in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to KidNation.com for more Kid content.
Kid Credit in the Morning.